USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him. To remove Paxton from office, he would have needed to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. Negotiations have resumed between the United Auto Workers and two of the big three Detroit automakers.
Roughly 13,000 workers have walked off the job at manufacturing plants in several states after a deal was not reached by Thursday night's deadline. This worker is among those on strike.
I think we deserve more pay. I've been here 24 years and ain't had a raise in 8 years.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra tells CBS that UAW's demands are not sustainable.
We have to make sure the company's going to succeed for the next 115 years.
President Biden says auto workers deserve fair wages and benefits.
The bottom line is that auto workers help create America's middle class.
Two White House advisors are in Detroit to try and bring both sides to a new contract agreement. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, has shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Post-tropical cyclone Lee expected to make landfall today in eastern Canada.
Dangerous weather conditions as the outer bands of Lee hitting New England. The storm with strong winds expected to hit Maine and Canada. Areas like Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Wind and coastal flooding expected along with the possibility of power outages.
Today marks Mexico's Independence Day, commemorating the cry of independence on September 16, 1810, a call for freedom from Spanish rule. The cry, culminating in Viva Mexico, was initiated by priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla, advocating for an end to Spanish dominance. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
Yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You could save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Donald Trump labeled Jack Smith deranged for seeking a partial gag order on him. Speaking at a conference on Friday, Trump accused Smith of trying to curb his right to speak openly.
Because in a true sense, I'm being indicted for you. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate it.
The special counsel requested a limited gag order to prevent Trump from making certain prejudicial, extrajudicial statements. The order aims to restrict his comments on court testimony and witnesses. The death toll and number of people missing from last month's wildfire in Maui have been revised lower. Officials say DNA testing showed that multiple samples from some of the victims had been counted. 97 people are now confirmed dead, down from 115, with 31 still missing. The three remaining suspects charged in connection with the attempted kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer have been acquitted on counts of providing material support for a terrorist act. Nine others have already been convicted and sentenced to prison. Kansas has stopped altering transgender individuals' birth certificates to align with their gender identities. The state health department's announcement is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obliged to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach clarified that the law not only bars future alterations, but also mandates the reversal of any prior changes made to official records. And the iconic house featured in the movie Halloween is up for sale. It can be yours for about $1.8 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.